Torahway Northwest London, Thursday, Chof Aleph Kislev, 15th of December, Rabbi Eli Goldstein Shlita, Mukta, Remotes, and Fidget Spinners. Whatever they are.
That's complicated.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Today, maybe just before we start, I'd like to just say maybe our learning should be Lili Nishmas, Dan Aaron Choi. I've been part of this Kolo for almost over 5 years, Baruch Hashem, in Edgewen, Boreham Woods. Recently renamed to Kolo Teres Chanoich in his name.
And Boreham Woods changed it.
Yeah. Really? And I have a big across the toy for him, he encouraged me, and it could be I wouldn't be learning if it wasn't for him. So our learning should be, and also I'm going to discuss something we learned in Kolo, that we've been learning in Kolo Moksa. And so Be'etzim, the fact that we're learning there is really, really discuss with him, and also maybe to add, my father had for both his parents, Yatza, on the same day, 4 to 6 years apart, so maybe it was yesterday. My father's parents. Had Yatza yesterday for both his parents. On the same day, 4 to 6 years apart, so that should be really interesting.
Same day.
Yeah. Okay, so I want to discuss Inyoni Muksa. Remotes and fidget spinners. Now, obviously, Muksa is a very large topic, and obviously, we won't be able to cover everything. Might have to even stretch into a part two, and we'll see how we go. And also, we're going to come, I really want to come to give a brirus, just to kind of get the sugi of muksa, a bit of a background to the sugi of muksa a bit. And then the protim, the details, well, maybe add a few details at the end, but that everyone can ask the Rav, everyone can check out the Likuts forum, etc. But really, I want to get a brirus in the sugi, in the lomdos of the sugi, and just the clarity of splitting up the chalakim of the sugya. Let's start. I'm going to start with Dvar Pshutim, but I just want to go slowly, achas li achas, so it's clear. We're going to talk about Kli Shemelachta Le'issa. I think we all know what a Kli Shemelachta Le'issa is. Kli Shemelachta Le'issa means you have a Kli, which its Ikka use is you do melacha with it. For example, the example in the Mishnah is a hammer. A hammer. And the Mishnah, we know this, certain heterim by a hammer. The first heter is so gufoi, which means you could take a hammer, and as the Mishnah says, you can use it to smash nuts. Now, that so gufoi, what the so gufoi means? It means you're using the kli, though again, its ikka use is for issa, but I'm not doing the issa, I'm not doing the issa malacha of boina with the hammer. All I'm doing is I'm using that same thing, for example, to open cracks. That's called so gufoi. That's called Sorek Gufoi. What's Sorek Mekoimo? Sorek Mekoimo means, for example, let's say someone left a mobile phone, let's say a very basic mobile phone, so they didn't get into any other shilas, a very basic mobile phone or a hammer on the bed. We know Sorek Mekoimo is a heter. If you need the mokum, you're allowed to take it off. So that's the heter. So Kli Shemelachta Le'issa has a heter of Sorek Gufoi, Sorek Mekoimo. When's it osa? So Loshon Chazal, Loshon the Gemara is Mechamel itself. Which literally means from the sun to the shade, which means if you, let's say, you left your phone outside, again, assuming it's a Kli Shemelachta Le'issa, or you left another type, let's say a hammer outside, and you see maybe it's sunny outside and you don't want it to get hot, so it's going to get damaged, that would be called Mechamel itself, from sun to shade, and that would be Osa, and which now includes in the mat is any form of movement of taking the Kli when you're doing it for the sake of the Kli, to protect the Kli itself. So that's Kli Shemelachta Le'issa. I think we all knew that already. Kli Shemelachta Le'issa, so gufo so mekoyim is mutter, so mekoyim is mutter, mechamel itself is osa. Now, I want to ask three shailas. And then after we ask the three shailas, I'm going to go all the way back, and then it's Shemo, return to the shailas. So the practical shailas I want to start with. So we said like a basic, before you get to the three shailas, the basic case of so gufo so mekoyim is, you left a hammer on your bed, and you want to lie down on the bed, and it's uncomfortable, so you can take it off because you need the mokum, and then you have a heter Kli Shemelachta Le'issa. What about the following case? If you have a person who has an alarm clock every morning, he sets, and on Shabbos morning, he forgot to take it off. I think we've all had that situation. We forgot to turn off the alarm clock, and you're not the most popular person in the house when your alarm clock starts going at 6 o'clock in the morning. It's going on Shabbos, very loud, it's not going to go off. Now, do you have a heter to move it, Sorek Mekoimo? Pashto Soma Kohen means I need the Mokum. Now, let's say my alarm clock is somewhere in my room. I don't need the Mokum where it is. It's on the windowsill. I don't need the Mokum where it is. I'm very happy there. I've got plenty of space in this room. So do I have a Heter Soma Kohen? Pashto to say not. But many Achorim say it will be Mutter there. Why? Because, and they shtelt suit to the following case. Shmuel Shabbos Kichosa brings from the Yad Socha that we know there's an Issa Tashmish HaMitah in a room where there's Kisvei HaKodesh or Tefillin. There's Issa Tashmish HaMitah. Let's say someone finds in his room there's Tefillin there. Is there a Heter Tefillin, assuming for the moment that Tefillin is Klishmach Tel Issa, is there a Heter to remove the Tefillin? Same Shaila, again, Tefillin there, it's not at all, I don't need the Mokum of the Tefillin, I've got plenty of space. But the Tefillin being here is staring, is disturbing my shimush, my ability to use that room. I can't use the room because the Tefillin's there. Said the Yisrael Yad Yisocha, it's mutter, because of the halacha of Soch Mekoyma, be mutter to move the Tefillin out of the room. So you see from that, Agvartach Yisoid, you see, if you have, when the Heter Soch Mekoyma, it doesn't just mean I need the Mokum, the hammer's on my bed, the hammer's on the couch, I need that Mokum. It's enough that this thing being here is staring my shimush in the Mokum. It's disturbing my usage in that place. If I can't be in this room, this thing being in my room is a disturbance to be using this room. That will be mutter because of the heter soim mekoyme. So, coming back to the alarm clock, l'chol you have the same heter. The alarm clock's going, we said, is ringing, and it's disturbing me. I want to sleep. I want the whole mishpacha to sleep, and it's going, and it's very loud. Chora, it's the same thing as tefillin. You would have a heter soim mekoyme because it's disturbing your ability to have usage of trying to sleep in this room and disturbing your ability to do that. So that l'chayra would be the poshta teshuva to that. Shaila, an alarm clock ringing, you have the heter soim mekoyme, it's not just I need the practical space, but if it's disturbing my ability to use the room, that would also give me the heter soim mekoyme. Now, shaila is going to be, do I need to come onto that lomdus, or could be that I could say something else. Let's get to the next shaila. If you have on the dining room table, let's say in the kitchen or a worktop, which you're not going to be using for Shabbos, there's a pen. Or you left, again, let's say you left another klishma talissa, let's say, I don't know, a screwdriver. Now, I'm not planning to use that whole countertop in the kitchen. Yeah, I don't use that on Shabbos. Now, it's a bit, I don't like it, it doesn't look very nice. It's disturbing, it doesn't look nice, it's not really covered Shabbos to have, you know, mucks of things out. I've got my entire toolkit out. Would there be a heter there of Soch Mekoyme? Now, until now we said, there's a heter, a practical heter, Soch Mekoyme means I need the place. Here I don't need that. Would you have the heter of the alarm clock, like the tefillin? It's not really disturbing my ability to use that place, the Chora. Chora, I can use that place, it's just, it's not Lona'im. But in my side, I can still use the kitchen perfectly fine. Would there, do I have a heter there of Soch Mekoyme? That's the second shaila. Now the third shaila, very interesting shaila. You have a remote control for, let's say, Lamosh or air conditioning. For air conditioning. So, in this situation, let's say it's out on the side, and there's little children there. And we know kids, definitely my kids, love a good, enjoy remote controls. And you're worried they're going to take it. Now, it's a boiling hot day outside, if we can imagine such a thing. It's boiling hot outside, and there's a remote control there. And you're worried it was going to happen. The kid's going to come in. Again, the remote is a klishmat al issa, because you do issa with it, right? You turn it off, turn it on, turn it off, the air conditioning. Now, you've got a klishmat al issa. Well, I'm worried that the kid's going to come, and he's going to take it, and maybe he's going to turn it off, maybe he's going to smash his brother on the head, maybe he's going to chuck it on the floor. No, actually, that's not an example, but maybe he's going to take it and I won't be able to find it after Shabbos. Again, so that's not an example. Again, so I'm worried what's going to happen. The case again, Shaila, is I'm worried he's going to take the remote. If he takes the remote and he's going to turn it up or off or on or up or down. And I don't want him to do that. Now, do I have a heter there to metaltel to move the remote? Now, what do we have here? We have a klishmak tel issa, a remote control. Do I need the mokum of the remote control? No. Is the remote control being here, let's say on the couch, is it a disturbance? No, definitely not a disturbance. Definitely not an alarm clock, because I can use this place. It's not even like a pen, because it doesn't bother me. I don't mind having remote controls out. I just don't want my child to take it. Now, what do we say was osa by klishim after le'isa? Mechamal itzel. If I'm doing it for the sake of the kli, from sun to shade, if I'm doing it to protect the kli, am I doing that? I'm not trying to protect the kli. I just don't want the air condition to turn on and off. So I found an interesting place. It's basically right down the middle. I've got Shaila here right down the middle. It's not so good for Yisrael Mekoymo. To remove the remote, I don't need the mokum. But it's also not the issa of Mechamal itself, because L'choira, I'm not doing it in order because I don't want it to get damaged. I'm just doing it so someone else doesn't take it and turn off the air conditioning. So the Shaila is, do I have a heter there to move it out? Clear? That Shaila? Now,
is it better? I'm
going
to take it away.
Yeah, would it be better? Maybe. But let's see if we can do it anyway. So, that's the practical three practical shayas. First was the alarm clock, then was the pen, and then this remote control. Well, we seem to have found a place down the middle. It's not so good for Soma Koimai, and it's also not really the Issa or Muhammad itself protecting the Kli itself. Now, let's go back. I'm going to go all the way back. Is the posh the kasha? We should ask. It's like one of those kashas when you think about it, you're not really sure why I didn't ask this before. The head of Klish Mlach Del Issa, let's take another case. A classic case of muksa, an evan, a stone, or a mace, a dead bodies. We know, the Mishnah says, and we know from Pratik Alocha, you can't be metalta at all. You can't pick up an evan if I need the mokum. Can't pick up an evan if I find some other use, sorry, kufoy. A mace, the Mishnah says, you can't even mace the eyelids, you can't even shut them. What is on earth is this heter by Klish Mlach Del Issa so good for so mekoyme? Is it muksa or is it not muksa? If it's muksa, so I shouldn't be having the heter so good for so mekoyme. If it's not muksa, so let me be metalta and gansen. Obviously, I won't do the issa with it, right? I won't use the remote to turn on the air conditioning. But let me metalta it. Is it muksa or is it not muksa? Next kasha. And this already is going to be the Pesach to answer this, and then Hashem, we're going to get back to the Shaila. There's a famous Gra in Hilchas Mila, in Reish Samach Vav. We know that the Izma, which is the Mila knife of the Moil, that's called Muksa Machmas Soren Kis. What's Muksa Machmas Soren Kis? Means you have something which, due to its delicacy, or it's because it's expensive, I'm careful not to use it for any other use. So, just thinking, a very good example would be, let's say, Izma is a good example. That, or let's say, an expensive laptop. I'm very worried. I wouldn't let anyone else use this laptop. I wouldn't use it as a, you know, to stop opening, keep the door open. Expensive laptop would be muksa machson kis. Odom, a person is muksa from his das, meaning he's not going to use on Shabbos. It's something which is osa to use, and I have no other usage of it because I'm too scared because it's delicate. Now, Izma also, a Mila knife is something which is delicate. A Mo is not going to let anyone use that because it needs to be sharp, etc. Therefore, he doesn't give it out. That's called Muksa Machsan Kis because of its delicacy, fragility. I won't use it for anything else. Now, the Shaila is, you got a Mila, Yom Shmini, which we know is Dorcha Shabbos. So obviously, if it's Dorcha Shabbos, then definitely I could do the Issa Muksa and take a pick up an Izma, and the Moya can do the Mila with the Izma. Now, Ma Dinoi, after he did the Mila. He's done the Mila, so he's Mutter to do Machmas Tzon Kis, that Muksa. Now, afterwards, now he's done the Mila, he's done the Mitzvah. Now, what does he do with the Izma? Chorah, you'd say, it's completely awesome, now he has to drop it. It's an Izma, it's Muksa, there's no Het anymore. Or do you say, in as much that he started off carrying it beheta, he can finish off? Now, there are those that say, Darchi Moshe says, we find the klal by Kli Shemlachta Leheta. By Kli Shemlachta Leheta, it's before in the Tosis in Beitza, that if you have a Kli Shemlachta Leheta, which you had, for example, you picked up originally at Sof Mekoymo, let's say the hammer again was, we go back to the hammer was on the bed. I took off. Now, I freed the bed, right? So, I don't need the mokum, I freed the mokum. Do I need to drop the knife? I just saw that knife, sorry. Do I need to drop the hammer straight away? I've finished. Since, says Tosfos, you started the heta, you picked up the kli, now you can carry on being metaltelit and put it somewhere else, wherever you want to. You can be matzniah, you can put it now, you can put it, even if it's for the sake of the kli, you can put it away safely in the cupboard. Same thing, so gufo, if I took the hammer to smash nuts, now I want to put it somewhere else, that's also going to be mutter. In as much as I started the tiltel, I started the carrying, the picking up of this kli in a mutter way, so now I can now carry off my spell. So says the Darkei Moshe, which is the Ramah, in the same way we see by kli shemachta le'issa, since you start off the heta, you can now finish it off. Hu adin hu atam, when it comes to ismo, a mila knife, though it's muksa, since you had the heta to start off carrying it, now you can finish off. You can now finish off carrying it, and you can now put it away. Good. That's what the Darkei Moshe says. Comes again the Gra, and he says ein adoyne. You cannot compare the two things. And he says something very interesting here, which we're going to need to give a bit of hesitant. Says the Gra, you're right. Kli shemachta le'issa. If you have a, let's say again, a hammer, you start off the heta, you can finish off and be matzniah, you can put it away wherever you want to, even to protect the kli itself. That's only true by kli shemachta le'issa, because it's not muksa, he says. Kli shemachta le'issa is not muksa. But ismo, which is muksa, machson, kiss, is muksa. And therefore, you only have the heta because of the mila. Now there's no heta, now you're not doing milas, now you have to drop the knife. So again, he says, kli shemachta le'issa is not muksa. That's why you have this heta. But ismo, you have a heta, and therefore, says the Gra, you must drop the knife. What's the Gra talking about? I think we all grew up, kli shemachta is muksa. Kli shemachta avata is muksa, we know so. Gubasa mekoyme is mutter, but mechamel itself is osa. We always assume that kli shemachta le'issa is muksa. So what's the Gra saying? That it's not muksa. If it's not muksa again, why can't we metata and gamsa? So, it's mevu that the Gra learned as follows. There's two parshas in muksa. There's a parsha which everyone's going to agree to, meaning the Rishonim and the Achronim, it'd be a question how exactly to mazber it. But everyone will explain that there's Maaseh two is a split between the two parshas, these two parshas I'm about to say. There's something called Muksa, and there's something called Gezeiras Kelim. Let me explain. Muksa, which when you open up the Masechet Shabbos Perakira or Beitza, you'll find they have the Tanoim, Rabbi Shimon, we say Rabbi Shimon, let's say Muksa, Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Meir. They're discussing things like, which the Gemara refers to as Muksa, Machmas, Issa. Which means, for example, with the Shemen, it's Muksa, Machmas, Issa, because I can't take the Shemen out of the Nair, because if you take the Shemen out of the Nair, you'll be doing Issa of Kibbul, because by taking Shemen out of the Nair, so the Nair is going to go out earlier, and that's called Yubichai for Kibbul. That's Muksa, Machmas, Issa, which means this thing has no use on Shabbos, because, either because of the Issa, because I can't get to it, because I could only get to it through doing an Issa. Or, another example is Muksa Machmas Mius. You've got something which is so mos, so disgusting, that therefore has no shimish, has no use on Shabbos, because it's so disgusting, I'm not going to use it. Then you've got things which are Muksa Machmas Mitzvah, where because it's set aside for Mitzvah, I have no usage of it. You have, which we call colloquially, Muksa Machmas Gufo, which means something which has no usage because it has no usage. For example, stone has no usage. What are we going to do with the stone? Let's yumayachid it. So there's parsha muksa. All these cases are cases of muksa, where the dover itself, bats musoi, has no usage whatsoever. Has no usage whatsoever. That's one parsha. Then there's something else. There's something called a kli. A kli, even a kli shemachta le'issa, right? Even a kli shemachta le'issa le'maisa has a use, right? The hammer has a use. I can use it to open nuts. Definitely its main usage is to hammer nails with Pimachal Patish or Boina, but it has a use. You can't say it's not, there's no usage in this. A kli is something which is omit for use. And kli shemachta heta, which we'll see in a second. So kelim are something which have a use. So where is it Shach Muksa there? So if you open up Shabbos Daf Kuv Chof Gimel, we see a very interesting thing. Gemara there says, in the times of Nehemiah, he saw, brings a pasuk by Yom Ha'im Ra'isi, Behoda Adokim Gisois, the pasuk in Nehemiah goes through, they were doing Esurim, the Mezalza in Esurim Shabbos. Adokim Gisois, B'Shabbos, V'Yar Remois, V'Oim Salach Amorim, The pasuk goes through, they were being over Issa, so on other Issurim. Potentially in that pasuk. So, says Gemara, Nechemiah saw that we need to be goyzer something here. They're being mezalza in Issa Shabbos, we're showing speak out the mezalza in Issa Hitzah, and therefore there's something called Gezeras Kelim, which the Brisa says over here, Tonar Abonon. Again, we're talking about Kelim. Kelim have a use, they're not Muksa. So then they have a use. Muksa means it has no use. Another example which I forgot to mention, Muksa Makson Kis. Something which, due to its fragility, I'm not going to use it. So again, it has no use. But a kli has a use. Says the Brisa, Roshono Yoimim Shloshi Kelim. They said originally three Kelim you can use, and it goes through Kelim which are frequently used, and everything else is also. They said Shloshi Kelim Tolim, and everything else is also. So all Kelim, even kli shemach de leheter at the beginning, was also. And the Brisa says, then Hitiru, Bukhaz Hitiru, Bukhaz Hitiru, Acha'om Kalakir Toim B'Shabbos. Until they said, all Kalim can yes be Nitonim. So it's revealed from the Brisa there that the son called Gezeras Kalim, they asked all Kalim. Again, originally asked Mamish, even Klishat al Heta, which definitely has a use. They asked all Kalim, and they said, everything's also. Then, Bukhaz Hitiru, Bukhaz Hitiru, Bukhaz Hitiru, they relaxed. They relaxed that Issa. And the Gemara goes through how was it relaxed? So the Maskona, Fihawi Paskin, Chosvitiruf, they said the Kli Shemlach del Heta has a Heta or so Gufoi Soch Mekoimoi. And Kli Shemlach del Heta, again, a Kli which is used mainly for Heta, is Mutu So Guf So Mekoimoi and Mechamel itself. That's what Gemara says. And Kli Shemlach del Issa, it's Mutu So Gufoi So Mekoimoi and Mechamel itself is going to be awesome. So already, we see from this Gemara and this split that you see there's two separate parshas. There's things which are about smusoi, they have a usage, but chazal asad, kishvat al heta, they have a heta, so gruv, so mekoyme and mechamel itself. And kishvat al issa has an additional issa, they don't have a heta mechamel itself, but it's mutter, so gruv, so mekoyme. Then you have a different parsha, which if you look, open up Beitza, if you open up the second half of Kira, that's all about muksa. Mukhs mach mitzah, mukhs mach mas issa, mukhs mach mas son kiss, etc., etc. So that's what the Gra means. The Gra is saying, when it comes, you're right. We find there's a heta, kishmat al issa. There's a heta that since you started, you can finish off. But you can't shtel tzu, you can't compare to an isma. What was this case, the Gra's case? The mila knife, you can't shtel tzu, get back to the isma, because isma's mukhsah, mukhsah mach mas son kiss, there's no usage for this thing. You had a heta to use it because there's soichim mila, but after that you have to drop it. So answer that question. But we can now start to understand. We're asking, I don't understand. Is kishvat al issa muksa or is it not muksa? If it's muksa, everything should be osa. If it's not muksa, everything should be muta. So we're explaining that you see there's something else because there's kalim, where the thing about tmusoi is does have a usage, but elamai, it has a usage. But they said you can't have these tzatunim. Now, to get back to our shaylas, try to squeeze it in the last few minutes. What exactly was the gedder over here? What was the gedder? We said that they asked the klishmat al issa and klishmat al heta really originally. They said because they were mezalza issur Shabbos, beikah in hilchos hitzah. So therefore, he said you can't be metaltal. So what was the heta? What was the gedder of the heta? Was the gedder the heta? You can only have these. So gufa so mekoyim. We're only giving you these when you're using the kli for a heta, for something which is muta. Then it's going to be muta, and anything else will be osa. So dafka has to be gufa. So it needs to be mekoyim. Anything else will be osa. Or do they say no? Anything which is harav falk learns. Anything which is so chishabas, a tiltal which is so chishabas, is going to be muta. So megufa and mekoyim according to that. It's not these specifically. It has to be Gufa Mekoyim is just examples of a tiltot which is the Sorech Shabbos. Mechamel itself, what is that? What's that? Gufa Mekoyim is when I'm using the kli for something muta. That's Sorech Shabbos. The kli itself, if I'm worried about protecting the kli, that's not Sorech Shabbos, I'm protecting the kli. And the kli really is only made for use after Shabbos because it's Be'ika Kli Shemach Le'Issa. It's under for Issa. So therefore, so again, this is a machlokes achronim. I'm going to say how Rav Falk says it. But just know there is a machlokes. Rav Falk learns that the heta so gufa so mekoyma is a heta so chishabas. Meaning, not just stam heta so chishabas. they allow tefillim, they allow movements of the kelim, calls man that it's lesorich Shabbos. So sorich gufus from a koyim according to him is really just an example of a sorich Shabbos. Mechaman itself, what does that mean? From Sandashe, it's when you're trying to protect the kli. So if you're moving it because you don't want to get stolen, or you're moving it because, you're always going to get trodman, that's for the sake of the kli. That's not the Sorech Shabbos. You have a Sorech on Shabbos, but it's not a Sorech Shabbos. And therefore, that's going to be awesome. So, the fear of Rufat comes out, and he comes out with his Mahalach. They say, anything Sorech Shabbos, any tilt of Sorech Shabbos is going to be mutter. Not Lav Davka, specifically, so gufo is from the koimu. And therefore, he learns if something is mafriya you, let's say you have a pen out and it's discerning is not nice. So, according to him, is that Sorech Shabbos? Yeah. Can I say it's called so mekoimo? So, yeah, shalachko, if you can say that's really it's a shimush of the mokum, it's not disturbing my shimush of the mokum like an alarm clock. Alarm clock, l'choy, everyone's going to agree to. Because the alarm clock, just like tefillin, to get back to our original shayla, the alarm clock is disturbing my ability to sleep in this room. So, that's head to Sorech mekoimo. The pen on the table, it's not really disturbing. So, Moshe Feinstein.
Only disturbs you once it rings.
Only when it's ringing. Oh no, maybe you could take it. No, I'm not sure. You could take it beforehand because it's going to disturb. On Shabbos. I don't know if you have to wait for it to disturb. You have to wait for it to disturb you. Why should you have to wait?
You're saying it's disturbing.
Yeah.
It's going to disturb you.
No, but that means I can't sleep. I want to have 7 hours sleep. I can't have 7 hours sleep because it's going to go in the middle.
I'm allowed to move it, the alarm clock, to the dining room because I don't have a clock. I want to know what time it is.
Ah, yeah, definitely. That'll be so good for it. So the alarm clock is saying everyone's going to agree because even if you have a strict so in the coma, this is disturbing my ability to use the mocking, the pen. So. Ramosha finds Jinigu's motion and Maisa's Machme. He said, that's not so cool, so from a koma. Rufat, however, comes out, it's Mutter, because he said the whole Heter is that what the whole Heter is what's the Heter? The Heter is Tilta Sorech Shabbos. Is this the Tilta Sorech Shabbos? Yeah, it's Mafriya me, it's disturbing me, and therefore it's going to be Mutter. You could do the elbow, right? According to Ramosha, you can move it, it's Ku Klachiyat, Sorech Gozel. That's how Ramosha. So, That's how Rufag, which means according to Rufag, Lamaisa, when we come to the alarm clock, just about the first Shaila, Emma says you don't need to do the whole Lomdus, that's disturbing my ability to use. He'll say anyway, be Mutter, even without that Lomdus, because Lamaisa is called the tilt of the Sorech Shabbos because I want to sleep. And just finally, sorry, the third Shaila, the Chora, would come out in the field. What was the third Shaila? We said they have a remote control for air conditioning. I'm worried that if a child takes it, he's going to turn off or on the air conditioning. That's not so good for Sorech Mekoimo. L'chora, Moshe Feinstein is going to say that's awesome in that case, L'chora. Unless somehow you can make it Sorech Mekoimo. L'chora, he would say it's awesome. And L'chora, according to Rufalk, he'll say that's Mutter. Because Rufalk is saying, what's Mutter? Kol's man is Sorech Shabbos. What's awesome? Mechamad itself. What's Mechamad itself when I'm doing a movement for the sake of the Kli? If it's not for the sake of the Kli, means it's not for Shabbos, it's for after Shabbos. But if it's not for the sake of the Kli, but rather it's because I don't want the kid to turn on the air conditioner, turn it off, and change the temperature here, so that L'chore is going to be tilted so Shabbos, and L'chore, L'fi Rufalk, at least, it will be Mutter in that case, which L'chore is the how he would answer that third Shabbos.
I saw you there.